Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The gypsy. But I can't believe that he's going to retire and him and Anthony Joshua don't fight. I mean, both of them, they're not what they once were, but I mean, that just, I just can't believe they retired without those two dudes fighting.
Why have they not?
I don't know. I think Anthony Joshua was running. And the money wouldn't get right and everything. Okay. I think Joshua was running from him, but yeah.
Is Anthony Joshua also retired?
He needs to.
Okay.
Yeah, he needs to. He don't have what he used to have. He needs to go to retire.
I just always, these guys retire a million times because I just feel like you get a couple extra mil in your purse if you come out of retirement.
There was a great boxing news. I saw that they had a tentative date for Canelo Alvarez and Crawford. They're talking about that, so I obviously want to see that one. But,
all right.
Yeah, but yeah, good boxing. I got a question for Bo. Is wrestling the Monday night thing? Is it every Monday on Netflix now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Netflix is the new permanent home for Monday Night Raw.
Okay.
Friday Night SmackDown stays on USA.
Okay, let's check it. Because I see that McAfee's in San Jose.
Yeah,
I'm assuming
McAfee
that's where it is.
Returns to Raw, and then Joe Tessitore stays on full time.
I got you.
He's going to do SmackDown now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got you. Joe T. Wrestling calls. Yeah, very interesting.
So now, I mean, like, everybody knows, like, they're making, this is big business, but, like, getting guys like that.
Yes.
Obviously, McAfee's been a part of it.
He's pretty good, too.
But, like, Tessitore.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Tess, you know, he's been the boxing guy for a long time. He's been a huge college football play-by-play guy, one of the top guys they've had at ESPN. Doing this is like, that's great.
That man's banking it.
Yeah, he's smart.
He's banking it.
Very smart guy.
Yeah, man.
Like, oh, you know what I'll do is
I'll go call wrestling.
Get that paycheck as well. College football's over. Transition over to that one. Boxing's kind of whenever, pops up here and there, so we'll be on that too. Smart guy. All right, let's get to an NFL No Huddle to kick off the noon hour. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Let's just go in chronological order. I think we could probably get to all five of the games in this segment, and we'll do some of the coaching hires and other off-the-field kind of stuff in about 15 minutes. But tell you what, I did not see this one coming.
No, sir.
I did not see the Texans beating the absolute brakes out, and the Chargers did it to themselves.
They did, dude.
32-12, Herbert, those four picks. I thought the Chargers were going to win that game, and they didn't even come close.
They didn't do nothing. They were in so control, and the one big play by C.J. Stroud just turned it on offensively, but their defense was outstanding. I didn't realize Justin Herbert didn't have a yard rushing.
Nope.
And there were lanes for him to go. He just sat there for some reason. Yep. But, yeah, Will Smith and them boys and Danielle Hunter, they kept pressure on them through bad picks. Bad. He threw bad interceptions.
He threw three picks all season.
Bad.
He threw four picks on Saturday.
Yes, he threw terrible. I mean, but yeah, CJ Stroud looked better.
Mm-hmm.
But that defense got him where they need to go. But yeah, the Chargers just pissed down their leg. Ladd played well. Yeah,
I think he set a rookie record for receiving yards in a playoff.
Yeah, Ladd played really, really good. But yeah, that Houston defense is a problem, man. And they looked like it. Turned him over four times, but I mean, it was just the way the interception he threw. You're like, ew.
Like, what are you doing?
What are you doing,
yeah,
dude?
What do you see? Why don't you take the easy first down with your legs like you've been doing all season?
Yeah.
Maybe he was hurt. I don't know.
Yeah, but it was a bad look.
That was an ugly football game. And I think I got too far ahead of myself with the Jim Harbaugh fixes everything stuff because the Chargers are still the Chargers.
Yeah.
What a chargery performance.
Yeah, I mean, because they were in control.
Yeah.
They were in control. I know it was 6-0, but they were controlling the game.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, CJ made a lot. Especially, I mean, they're the last 2 minutes of the first half won that game for the Houston Texans.
Mm-hmm.
It damn sure did. It just won it for them.
32-12, Texans are on to the next round.
One.
No, neither did I. We saw this one coming and honestly thought it would be worse and probably could have been. I don't know. The final score really tells the story of this one. Ravens beat the Steelers 28-14.
Give it to Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry.
Aaron some more.
Phenomenal. I mean, he goes for 186 and two touchdowns. Lamar was great, too. He just didn't have to do all that much because they just gave it to Derrick Henry a whole bunch of times. And for the fifth straight time?
Yes.
Six. The Steelers make the playoffs and lose.
Yeah.
And it's been a long time since they won the playoff game. Obviously, they go to the playoffs. I feel like these are good problems.
They are, but yeah. But
they're still problems.
They're still problems and everything like that. Going back to what they did, I thought Pittsburgh, I don't understand their opening game plan. I mean, understanding that they were crashing the ends to take away that inside run Derrick Henry, but Lamar kept pulling. They ran it four straight times, and Lamar pulled it four straight times. And so, I mean, he was outstanding in the game, but it was all about Derrick Henry doing his thing. You look at Pittsburgh. I mean, Russ had some nice plays, some nice throws and everything like that, but their defense is banged up. And, you know, Mike T, I love Mike T. I just saw a report that says that he's not going anywhere, but maybe it's time. I don't know. But, those are first-world problems. You get to go to the playoffs. He took this team to the playoffs with Russell Wilson and damn Justin Fields.
Yeah.
No quarterbacks that nobody really wanted.
Yeah, that's my thing, is like, if you want to, I guess cast him aside and blame him for it. I don't know if that's really – I don't know that it would really be blaming. It would more just be like, hey, maybe it's run its course and everybody needs a fresh start. I wouldn't do that if I was them. I would try to get real quarterback play.
That's what I would try to do.
And upgrade my offense. I mean, obviously going 10-7 with those guys is admirable. They were 10-3, though.
Yes.
Weren't they? Or 10
yes,
and 4,
they were 10-3.
And they lost 10-3. All their games to finish the season. And obviously quarterback play was a part of that. But, like, to me, going 10-7 with that situation is impressive.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that he was able to actually get them into the playoffs with what they had was impressive to me.
Yeah, I mean, he's a hell of a football coach. He's a hell of a football coach. And you can but I remember I said this to the beginning of the year because of – however many years of no losing records.
18 now.
Yeah, I said, that's good and all.
Right.
But what else have you done?
You want to win a playoff.
But you want to win a playoff game. Yeah. People in Pittsburgh, and I know that the example a lot of people want to use now is the Andy Reid situation and things like that. Okay, but I mean, if they decide to move on from Mike, and if Mike decides he's ready to move on, he'll have a job tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll take him.
Yeah, have a job tomorrow. You got a head coach here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that one thing about he ain't finna snake raw.
No,
he ain't gonna snake raw.
But if, you know, I mean, next year.
Yeah, he ain't gonna snake raw.
Maybe he'll go one more year.
I don't think he'll take off. I don't.
Even like right after?
Mm-mm. Huh. I don't think so.
Well, never mind then.
Yeah, I don't think so.
So I guess I won't take him.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I'm just saying, like, in theory, I would take him.
I know your theory. Yeah.
I would like to have him coach my football team.
Yeah, I don't think he would do that.
All right. Yeah. Well, all right. The Bills beat the hell out of the Broncos.
Didn't see this one coming.
Didn't?
I said I thought the Bills would win. I said I think it'd be closer because remember I took the Broncos in the 9.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, yeah, I can see it be somewhere around there. And the first drive for Denver looked like
it. Yeah. Now they got off to a nice start.
Boy,
that was all she wrote.
Buffalo got into that Big 12, and usually we call it Big 12 when you bring a tackle in at the tight end and put them at the end of the line and just run power.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what they did. Here, Cookie. Just run the damn ball.
What a year he's had,
man.
I know Josh Allen gets
16 touchdowns?
A ton of credit, and rightfully so. But, yeah, 16 touchdowns.
Yeah,
he went over 1,000 yards rushing. Like, the thing that they didn't have forever – two things that killed them forever. Never had a great running game. They definitely have that now with him, and obviously Josh Allen can run it too. And Josh Allen stopped turning the ball over.
Yeah.
They fixed their two biggest problems on offense.
Yep.
And lo and behold.
Lo and behold.
They win all the games, and now we got the matchup we wanted.
Oh, boy.
Everybody got what they wanted.
Yeah, man.
Bills and the Ravens on Sunday Night Football.
Sunday Night Football in Buffalo. It's going to be a great football game. I think the Ravens are -1 right now.
Oh, are they? Okay.
I think so.
All right.
But, I mean, that's going to be one of them games. But, yeah, I didn't realize, I mean, like, they cut up the Broncos.
They killed them.
And it wasn't really explosive or nothing. Yep. They just ran through them. They ran. I mean, they just bullied that defense. That's why I thought it would be – when I said that, now I was like, oh, no, man. Denver's defense is pretty damn good.
Yep.
Nah, don't worry about it.
Yeah, they're good, and they're probably ahead of schedule, right, making the playoffs with having to deal with all the Russell Wilson money, and they got good young players on defense. But, yeah, no, the Bills are one of the teams that are just kind of in a different category right now, man. You got the Bills and the Chiefs and the Lions, and there's a few teams that are the Eagles that are kind of top shelf right now. It's kind of there was a lot of thanks for coming.
Yeah,
we'll see you next year.
Pretty much
this weekend in the playoffs. I think the Packers kind of got that from the Eagles as well.
Yeah, I think the thing with the Eagles game is like Jalen didn't look good. He looked rusty because he didn't play in a while and things like that. They were able to run the ball, control it. I mean, Jordan Love played like ass.
He did.
He played like ass.
He did the one thing we said he can't do.
Yeah, he played. He played like the Eagles defense a lot of credit. Played really well. But we talked about the dogs. Nolan Smith was everywhere yesterday, busting people's face and shoulders and things. Obviously, we talked about N'Kobe Dean going down, which is a bad deal. I think, you know, Jalen's got to get more comfortable. Because, again, he went out early in that Washington game.
Mm-hmm.
And so he ain't played football or anything like that. I saw another version off of the Tush Push tried to hit one to J.J. Brown.
They had a little
– which was cute.
Yeah.
Which is real cute.
little wrinkle to the tush push.
Yeah, I like it, though.
Yeah, I like it.
It takes guys out the box.
Yeah, keep them honest.
It takes guys out the box.
We'll talk about A.J. Brown in 10 minutes
and
the story about him coming out of the football game.
Yeah, man.
But, yeah, the Eagles, I'm with you. I was just impressed with the way the Eagles' defense played. Again, Jordan Love hadn't turned the ball over really in the second half of the year. He really turned it over a lot in the first half, and it got better at that. He had three picks. They're never going to beat the Eagles if he has three picks. And hopefully for the Eagles.
I mean, the tempo was like on the first quarter, the first kickoff. We don't
I know. The Packers. Packers made some of the dumbest mistakes that you'll see in that game. Just penalties and turnovers. And it's like.
I like Matt LaFleur. He was hot. And that's exactly what he said. He went in there, cussed they behind out.
Yeah. We already spent quite a bit of time on the Commanders-Bucks game. Early in the show, because it happened late last night. It was the best game of the weekend.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Great game back and forth. The doink, the divisional doink. Commanders get their first playoff victory in 20 years.
Being on the sideline, and you're a Bucks player, you're like, oh!
Because it's fade. If it was a 38-yard field goal, it wouldn't have gone in.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But he was just close enough to hit the post and have it sneak in, and there you go.
Doink!
I didn't realize that was the Commanders' fourth kicker this year.
Yeah.
Yes, they're on to their fourth kicker.
Yep.
That's crazy. Made it when it mattered.
Ice water, baby.
That's right. That's exactly right. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL No Huddle Part 2, some of the stuff that happened off the field, including, I mean, who doesn't like to read? You know? It's never a wrong time to read. Got to get your vocabulary up. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. NFL No Huddle Round 2 here on a Monday afternoon. We'll get to the back page with Bo coming up in about 20 minutes from right now. One final game, obviously, of the wild card round will be played right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game tonight between the Vikings and the Rams. That game will be played in Arizona due to the wildfires in Los Angeles. So shout out to the Cardinals for welcoming them into their home in Glendale, Arizona.
Took over the whole – they gave them the building.
Gave them the building.
Yeah, they gave the Rams the building.
You got the run of the place.
Yeah, man.
Don't break anything.
There's another head coach on the market. And another head coaching job open because it looks like Dallas and Mike McCarthy can't come to terms on a contract. So they have informed him and his coaches, you're free to go find your job.
Yeah.
And I think Mike McCarthy will get a job this cycle.
I think so, too. I think he wants one. I think he'll get one.
And I think – I mean, the whole Dallas thing is going to be the Dallas thing. Mike McCarthy's a good damn football coach.
He is a good coach.
He's a good damn head coach.
He won a lot of games in Dallas.
He's a good damn head coach also. And so I can see him going to where, if I'm Chicago, I'm trying to find somebody like him to steady my damn organization.
That's almost exact. Because he wasn't available when we were having this conversation.
Last week.
Like last week or whenever it was. He's like exactly the guy, because he's an offensive guy. Like he's exactly the guy that you wanted.
Yes.
He just wasn't available.
Right.
So now he's available.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. And I'm Chicago.
Go get him.
It looks like that's it. First company name, Chicago and the Saints. And I didn't realize Derek Carr got a $51 million cap hit.
$51 million. Jeez.
For Derek Carr?
Saints, man.
They've been here before.
They have.
Yeah, they've been here
cap
before.
Cap doesn't exist in New Orleans. Yeah, it's just a mystery. Yeah, it's just a myth.
Yeah, but
I was just looking at Mike McCarthy's career record.
Yeah.
174-112.
Yeah.
60% win percentage.
Yeah. I think he's a good football
Pretty
coach.
Pretty good.
I think he's a good football Pretty coach, good. Man. I think he's a good football coach. So, yeah, another guy on the market, and he's going to, you know, and obviously the Dallas job is open now.
Right.
And so we were naming off some names where Jerry would go. We said Chan Gailey, Wade Phillips.
Jimmy Johnson.
No, he's not going back to Jimmy.
But they made up.
Jason Garrett.
They made up, and now he's in the Ring of Honor.
Mike Zimmer.
Yeah, Jason Garrett.
Yeah.
That's Kellen Moore.
Kellen Moore.
Could bring him in.
And boy. Looky here. Kellen Moore is available, and Jerry loves.
And he's a genius Kellen again. Moore. He's a genius again because his team's good.
And there you have it. Because Kellen's going to get – he's got interviews, requests.
Yeah.
This offseason. Huh. Oh, looky here. Jerry has another boy wonder to be his head coach. Damn, that just sounds too perfect.
Doesn't it sound exactly like the guy that he could push around for the next 5 to 7 years?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Kellen Moore, head coach, Cowboys. Bam.
Winningest quarterback in college football history,
there it is.
I believe.
There it is right there.
The old ding, crafty ding, lefty ding, 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 ding. From Prosser, Washington. Yeah, that sounds right. Sounds right.
Yeah.
He's Jason Garrett reincarnated.
But don't forget about Jason Witten, too. He's been coaching high school football.
Oh, yeah.
He coached high school
That's
football.
That's what he's doing?
Yeah.
Because he quit broadcasting to go do what?
High school football.
Didn't he come back from retirement, though?
No.
He didn't?
Yes, he did.
I think he did.
I did. He did.
I think he did. He did. He was able to sort of gracefully bow out of the the broadcasting thing.
Yes.
I wonder if Brady does that. I wonder if now that Brady's going to be taking over kind of full reins in Vegas, he's like, you know what? This is too much work, and I'm kind of hamstrung with the broadcast stuff anyway because they don't let me go to practice and all that. Not to mention the fact that, you know, he's all right at it. Not great. You think he kind of walks away gracefully so he can go spend more time doing ownership stuff?
Probably.
I think so, too.
Probably.
Yeah.
But I mean, he's gotten better.
Yeah, I guess. Like the problem I have with him is just his voice. I don't like how it sounds.
Okay.
Sounds like a kid.
Okay.
It needs to deepen that bad boy up.
But I can see that.
All the avocado smoothies.
I'm just telling you, though.
But
how you walk away from
vocal cords light?
How you walk away from 280?
I don't know, man. When you have 750.
I don't care, dude.
Plus, he's the owner of the Raiders, so it's not like.
Yeah.
I mean, those checks are coming from multiple places.
Right.
I don't know.
It's pretty funny, though.
I don't know
it's
how you do
it. It's pretty funny. But
because you're not good at it and you're tired of people saying you're not good at it, probably. Maybe. I don't know. Anyway.
Our parting ways. They're not parting ways. You don't got a contract.
Yeah. This doesn't happen often, by the way. People get fired or they keep their jobs.
Yes.
By the way, I think Mike McCarthy, how much do you think he negotiated to try to get a new one?
There's no way.
Because I don't think he wanted to
either. I think he put it there where Jerry's like, hell no.
Yeah, he's like, I'll stay, but my new contract has to look like this.
Yeah,
no more radio appearances for you.
You just sit your ass in the owner box and smile.
Yeah, and I need $25 million a year to coach your team.
Yes.
Hell no.
Yes.
All right, well, I'm going to go. I'm going to leave then. Happily part ways.
Tell him more, Dallas.
There is one head coaching hire that has been made official. Mike Vrabel.
Yes.
The worst kept secret in the entire NFL, Mike Vrabel is going to be the next head coach of the New England Patriots.
Yeah, they have his press is right now. It made all the sense in the world.
It really does.
It made all the sense for that to go down like that. Mike's going to bring in. I think the biggest thing with Mike is he got to stabilize it and everything because this is a lot of, you know, like Mike's got to be, I don't want to say be like Bill Belichick, but he's got to run stuff like Bill. You know what I mean? Like, obviously, work with the GM. Bill worked more with the GM than people let on, than people want to believe and everything like that. But yeah, Mike knows what the culture is around there. Obviously, it seems like it's a foregone conclusion that his offensive coordinator is going to be Josh.
Okay.
It seems like it. And then he's going to.
Makes sense.
Yeah, he's going to. I don't know how his staff's going to feel. I'm sure it's going to be some guys from the from when he was in Tennessee or somebody like that. But, yeah, makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah.
Makes all the sense in the world.
I know. The process by which they got there was a sham. We get it.
Yeah.
But it's a makes sense hire, right?
Yeah.
He's a legend in the organization.
Yes.
He's got a really good track record as a head coach.
Yes.
And they need a coach.
Yes.
So, I mean, it all kind of adds up perfectly.
Familiarity is everything.
You ever had a teammate read on the sideline?
No, I've never had.
Maybe the playbook.
I've had teammates that all they did was read. And game day, they have a book. We be getting ready to go out for the field. They be sitting there reading their books. I've been there before.
In the locker room.
In the locker room.
Right.
Never seen on sideline. I laughed because is that his coping mechanism for not losing his blank?
I don't know.
Yeah, you know.
I thought he was at first, and maybe shame on me for this being my reaction, but I thought he was pouting. I thought he was doing they're not throwing me the ball, and now I'm going to make it about me kind of thing. Apparently, he does that.
Yeah.
We just didn't see it before.
Exactly.
It's a self-help book that he likes to read to calm down.
Good for him. Good for him, man. And I think that was the biggest thing because
it's so weird.
It's weird as hell.
Like,
and you got people that were coming at him like, you know, well, you're upset, you're pouting and everything.
Why? That's what I thought.
But like I said, why do y'all always think I'm upset? Why do you always think I'm pouting?
He's always upset.
Because I was upset.
Yeah, he's got a track record of being upset.
He's got a track record, dude. But, it was pretty funny. It was pretty funny to me to watch him on the sideline with that book.
Abe told me the book has gone from some, 550th in sales on Amazon. That's the number one book.
Obviously, it is, because people are copycats.
A lot of people are going to be getting that self-help now.
He's reading it. It helps him. Why can't I read it? Maybe it might help me be better at my job.
I bet it will.
You think so?
I think so. I think if you guys buy it and you read it, then you will then be as good at accounting as A.J. Brown is at wide receiver.
Yeah.
What's he, one of the five best?
Yeah.
Eight best? Yeah. He's a top 10 receiver in the NFL.
Yeah, he's a top 10 receiver.
You could be a top 10 tax attorney if you just buy that book today and you read it.
Yeah, man. But, yeah, I thought it was more of a...
Help yourself.
He's that's what he uses to calm himself down so he won't blow up on the sideline.
Okay.
I don't know.
Whatever,
I mean,
man.
Yeah, three targets, one catch, 10 yards.
Yeah.
All right.
You won the game like they always do.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're moving on in the playoffs and the team's really good, but whatever. It's very silly. It's very silly that that's what happened. Here's another receiver that does funny stuff. George Pickens was interviewed after the game about how he feels about the offense and whether or not he's optimistic about it going forward.
Yeah, I've seen signs of growth for sure. From past, you know, the first year I've been here, just way more growth for sure.
George, does that make you optimistic going forward?
No.
What? Oh. I think he just didn't know what optimistic meant.
I don't think he did either.
Yeah. And he needs to read.
I think he
like AJ Brown.
I just think he just wanted to help me get the hell done.
No, because what he said before that was literally, yeah. I'm optimistic about the – okay. Yes. He just didn't know what optimistic
meant. Yeah.
That's fine.
Nah, Georgia get his ass back to Alabama.
Georgia's got to step it up. We got to know what optimistic means after 3 years at Georgia.
I was like, did he understand what he asked him?
Nah, I just didn't know what optimistic meant. Okay. All right. Fair enough. Maybe that's a new one.
I don't know. But
hopefully no one says pessimistic.
I know, dude, because he might go swang on you. Damn, George. Damn.
All right. Or maybe you're right. Maybe he was just kind of done talking.
He's done talking, ready to go.
That was it.
And then just did what George does.
He had a hell of a catch and a touchdown in that game.
He did. But the thing with George is who George is, man. He's going to have these moments on the field, these immature moments, things like that. And he's in the right place because Mike Tomlin has had a whole bunch of those guys.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, we talked a long time ago about, you know, the growth of a player mentally and physically and all those different things. He's just been doing the same crap. He has been.
Yeah.
And that's what he does.
He's really talented.
Yes.
And you never know what
the hell's
he's going to do.
Yep.
Positive or negative.
What the hell's going to happen?
He might make the greatest catch you've ever seen in NFL history.
But get penalized for 20 yards.
Or... he might do something outlandish and get kicked out of the game.
Yeah.
There was a lot of taunting penalties over the weekend in both the college games and in the NFL.
Yeah, man.
Why?
I don't know.
To
me, it seems like they might have a memo every week or something. Like, guys, like something's getting back to like the rules committee or something.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, we got to taper down these taunts and all this other crap.
We're enjoying ourselves too much.
Yeah.
Don't you make a great play in the playoffs, in one of the most difficult situations in the world, and celebrate it. Don't you dare do that.
Yeah, man.
You go back to the huddle.
A lot of times that's what happens, though. The rules committee or the...
No, I think I actually did read last week that they're putting an emphasis on...
Yeah, they put the info, like, really.
Taunting.
Like,
that seems like a smart time to do that.
Let me tell you the funniest taunting dude who always taunts, but like then a kind of move out the way. Baker Mayfield does that crap.
Oh, yeah.
He'll, like, run, and he'll try
to... He'll start a fight and run away.
Yeah.
It was in the Texas-Ohio State game. Somebody made a huge play, hit a guy out of bounds, I think, and then he pointed at him or whatever, 15 yards.
Yeah, like, come on, man. Come on. Be smarter.
Gotta be smarter.
Be smarter.
Or just let him do it. I don't know.
They're not going to let him
do it. I go back and forth.
They're not going to let him do it because it's going to be a whole bunch of.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah. You're right. Just be smarter. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Wild times.
Yeah, man.
Wild times. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. Monday afternoon, we're just kind of talking through some of the coaching vacancies and all of that as Mike McCarthy is officially not going to be the Dallas Cowboys head coach next year. His contract expired, and they parted ways. I think Mike McCarthy is pretty happy about that. I think Mike McCarthy is now going to get an opportunity to become a head coach at a different organization, probably in the next couple of weeks. We're just trying to figure out who's going to take that job, who would want that job.
Kellen Moore and Jason Witten as the title OC, even though Kellen's going to call the play.
Right. Possible.
Okay.
Possible. You threw Cliff Kingsbury's name out there because he's kind of one of the hot candidates
right now. I'm not giving him a job.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
I would not hire him as my head coach. I'm sorry.
So it's like, what's the type, though, right? Because that's a crazy-ass situation.
Yes.
Like, again, you're going, it's the biggest, one of the biggest brands in the world of sports.
Yes.
Everything you do is going to be front and center.
Yes.
And your owner/general manager is going to talk to the media about it multiple times a
week. Yes.
Like, he's just going to, I mean, that's what you're walking into.
I think he's ready. I think it's Kellen Moore, man.
That would make sense.
That would make so much sense to be Kellen Moore. Like, he needs that kind of coach. He needs either that coach or somebody who's coached for him before.
Dream scenario for me is Rex Ryan.
Oh, dude.
Rex, I think that
Rex
would just
Ryan
be
in Dallas.
It would be like watching a train wreck. Although, who wants to watch a train wreck?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? People
Rex,
are like, I can't
Rex,
take my. It would be a disaster.
Rex Ryan in Dallas would be super funny.
It would be very funny.
It would be super.
Wouldn't last long.
Super funny. But no, I don't know. It's so crazy because, I mean, he loved Red. He loved the hell out of Red. You know, groomed him. You know, basically told Wade Phillips, you're going to hire him as offensive coordinator, and he's going to be the coach you're waiting. Mm-hmm. And he, I mean, Red was around 8 years.
Yeah.
And so.
I mean, and he was, whether he was actually on the hot seat or not, but should Dallas fire Jason Garrett was a topic for half of his time.
Yeah. And so can Kellen Moore.
Tony Romo. Get Tony out of the booth.
I don't know how close Tony and him are.
Okay,
he was upset about the Dak thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. People are getting tired of Tony in the booth.
Really?
Yeah, I saw it all over Twitter over the weekend. I don't know. He's been the same the whole time.
He's been
the
same
to me.
Whole time.
He's very excitable.
Yeah. Jim!
Yeah, he's really fired up. And,
I don't know about that Jim. I like
him. I like him, too.
I like him. I have no problem.
He really enjoys the game.
He's wearing a lot more makeup these days, though. And his hair is a lot
so
darker.
So it wasn't me yesterday about the makeup yesterday.
I thought it stood out.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Really?
I thought something wrong with my TV. I was like, what the hell is wrong with my TV? My pixels. But then I was like.
You think he's covering something up?
I was like, Tony got.
Oh,
like,
no. He's looking pretty dark.
They got a new makeup person?
Huh.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe that's it.
I don't know. But, yeah. I thought. Okay. So it wasn't just me that Tony's makeup was looking a little raggedy. Because it was. Like, I don't. I just, like, just use the same one that we've always used.
Yeah.
Like, there. Because, again, I don't wear makeup. You've been on TV more than I have.
Yeah.
But when I was doing some TV stuff, I refused to put some of it on. I was like, no. He said, well, what about the glow? I said, I'm just a glowy guy. I was no way I was putting on. I'm sorry. Just wasn't going to do it.
I'm just going to be on TV
glowing. I'm
going
to be on TV and glowing. Right. I'm not doing that kind of stuff.
I never wore makeup. Don't be trying to. You phrase that in a way that was made it sound like I was out there like.
No,
like
I'm
doing
saying,
my
but
eyeliner.
You did TV though, yep. On my TV.
But I didn't wear makeup when I did.
I never said you did. I said that you
just
wore
it sure.
The whole thing.
Like, my secret was, if you're ever on TV and you need to not glow or shine, sweat, whatever, just get some Kleenex, and just every time before you go back on, just give it a wipe.
The biggest thing about that on my face.
That'll keep you dull.
The biggest thing about that on my face is it might, stick to it.
Oh,
You know what I mean?
So, make it a little floater.
Yeah, because the funniest makeup situation of all time was Shannon's first week on First Take.
Yeah.
And
they didn't have the right tone.
They didn't have the right tone. It was just
Shannon.
The funniest thing I've ever seen. I couldn't stop him laughing. Because one of the things where you're just looking at him like, what the hell? Did you let them do to you like that on purpose? Damn, Shannon. You let them do that to you on purpose?
The best, though, is like obviously they're at such a level where there's someone's job is to do that, right? The best is like the mid-tier TV folks that do it themselves. Like, if you ever work with, like, a field reporter or whatever, and he's got his little compact kit.
I told you.
You know? He'll be powdering
my first introduction to Brandon Adams was that. My first introduction to Brandon. We're doing the
he
TV
was putting
thing.
On some concealer?
I was like, damn. Do I need one of those?
Ultimately, I think the answer to that question was no.
No. Yeah. I'm good.
Yeah. Well. Never say never, I guess. But, yeah, probably never. All right. Let's go to the back page with Bob. Lily did get, like, one of those little toy makeup kits, though, for Christmas from Aunt Colleen. So, my days of saying I've never worn makeup might be numbered.
Oh, yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
I got pink toenails right now.
That was my next question.
I'm not sitting here trying to talk trash. I'm just, all I'm saying, setting the record straight. That's all.
Hey, man, getting a pedicure from a 2-year-old, 3-year-old, 5-year-old, 8-year-old is one of the best things ever.
She's pretty terrible.
I'm not going to say the best thing ever.
She misses a lot of toenails.
Yeah, I'm not. It's fun and it's cute.
It's
and
one of those heartwarming.
And I love.
Oh, it's very adorable.
It's very adorable hanging out with your baby and all that stuff. Yeah. But it's awful.
Well, she just isn't good at it.
Yeah. Like,
and I don't want to ruin record dreams, but it's like keep it in the lines, girl.
What's why?
Especially like, all right, pinky toe. That's a little toenail, whatever. Big toe's a big ass toenail. Come on. What are we doing here?
Those brushes are hard to navigate.
I think you're probably
right. You know, if it was a marker or something. I don't see how females do it. I don't see how they do left hand to right hand, like if you're right-handed.
I know.
Pretty talented.
Yeah, no. Then they got those little toe spacer things that are kind of funny looking.
Yeah, no.
Speaking of daughters.
I've done them, but yeah.
Super special shout-out to Skate Along USA over in Lilburn for being open on Saturday and not forcing us to have to move Olivia's birthday party to next Saturday. Almost everybody that was invited showed up, and Randy was out there, and the whole softball team was out there. It was a lot of fun. We had the skating rink to ourselves for about 2 hours, which was freaking awesome. Shout out to Miss Joy.
That lady there, Miss Joy is the funniest. She's so damn funny. And like, I don't know why she's funny, Bo, but she's had me laughing the whole time. The lady at the front.
She like runs the skating rink?
Yeah. Okay. She's such a sweet lady, but she had me cracking up there. Just the simple, I'm like, yeah, I wanted some skates for you. I said, no, ma'am. She said, the girl at the skate thing, she said, y'all have size 8. That's what size Sebastian wears.
Okay.
And she was like, well, I don't know what size they have. I think we might have a 9. I was like, no. She said she has an 8. Well, who's the 8 for? I was like,
the
little guy right there. Well, I got to go back and make sure. I said, no, ma'am. She just told me that, y'all. Well, where's your wristband? I was like, do I need one?
And the wristbands.
Dude, she was so sweet.
How'd Sebastian do on the skate?
Not very good. Not very good.
But I bet he loved it, though.
Dude, not very good.
It's like the Tasmanian devil.
He didn't want to have anything to
do
with
it. Oh, really? No, really? He was like, man, damn this, man.
I'm surprised by that.
No, he did not like it.
Maybe get Sammy in some skates, though, man. I was kind of
disappointed. He too cool for it. Yeah, but no, he was like, Sebastian, like, it was good. It was a lot of fun, man. A lot of fun. Got to drink some of that Bolognese Kool-Aid. You know, that Bolognese lemonade
has
fruit
water
punch.
Has ice in the pitcher when they add it, but then, you know, 10 minutes later,
Got it.
So, speaking of stuff that's pretty cool, got some pretty cool Randy Moss updates. So, apparently, Randy Moss is in the fried chicken business, has already gone into, so he has a business partner named Brittany Talaferio, who is a chef. Already owns a restaurant called Chickaboom. They're on their way to their second restaurant. It's about to open up in Miami. But Brittany said that she has talked to Randy very recently. He is in great spirits, and he may even show up in Miami to their grand opening on January 18th.
Right.
About a week or so.
I mean, hope he does.
Love it.
I hope he does. Any good Randy Moss news at this point? People don't know he's dealing with cancer. Any good Randy Moss news is good 100%. Randy Moss news at this point.
So I'm not really one of those that made me feel old guys, but some stuff just kind of puts age into perspective. What did this for me yesterday was Lamar Jackson talking about Derrick Henry in a movie that Lamar watched when he was a kid.
Yeah.
Cars. You watch the movie Cars? You're a little bit too old to watch Cars, but anyway, for kids, I was a kid when I watched Cars, that's all I'm saying. But you know when Lightning McQueen just flashing past, and then it's like, that's how Derek looked when he was running past, and all those guys just—it looked like a movie, bro. I'm not gonna lie to you, but I'd rather be watching it than being on the opposite side of the ball. I know that.
The analogy is pretty spot on. Did you look up when Cars came out? I saw you looking something.
06.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't realize Cars 1 came out in 06.
What is that?
That's damn near 20 years ago.
20 years. Oh wow.
It's 2025.
Yeah, so Lamar was a kid when he was watching Cars.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
My kids loved him.
Sure. Lily's last birthday was Cars themed. Like. I had such a weird gap for that stuff because I don't know the last, I don't know, maybe Toy Story 2 or something was like the last Pixar movie I watched as a kid and then got a little older and just 25-year blind spot and then had kids and they watch all these movies. So to me, we watched Cars for the first time, whatever, like last year. To me, it's new. And there's like, oh, there's Cars 2.
I've still never seen it.
There's Cars 3.
Oh, like, wow, isn't it really?
The great thing about all these movies and not having watched any Pixar movies or Disney movies for like 25 years is they all have sequels and trilogies and four of them and all that kind of stuff, so you could just go on a little marathon.
If anybody out there
Cars 1, excellent. Cars 3, excellent. Cars 2, weird.
Yeah? If anybody out there knows what the very first Pixar movie was, I'm not even 100% sure.
I think it was Toy Story.
Came out when
it might have been Toy Story.
I think Toy Story 1 was the first. I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or either that or like Monsters, Inc. or something like that. It probably was Toy Story.
Love Monsters, Inc.
Yeah. Me too.
They're both great.
There's a Monsters University, which is also
Love Monsters University.
It's a great movie.
Love Monsters University.
Yeah. Toy Story 4 is Olivia's favorite movie. She watches it.
Yeah. It's an awesome movie.
Inside Out 2 and Toy Story 4 on steady rotation.
But I was trying to get. I was hoping my boy would get him one, though.
Get him one what?
The monster with the legs growing out of his head.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, come on, man. Like, whatever. I was about to insult somebody, but I was like, you know, I don't want to do that.
Why not?
Because I don't want to. It's no straight Monday.
No straight Monday.
Yeah,
no God, straight. I'm so... usually, I kind of know where your thought process is going. I don't know here.
Yeah. Never mind it.
Is it a person that's here?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dang it.
So, -190. Those were the odds for Saquon Barkley to score a touchdown yesterday. More bets were placed on Saquon to score a touchdown against the Packers than were placed on any other player in Sunday's three NFL playoff games at multiple sports books. And as everybody knows, Saquon could have broke a touchdown for 70 right. yards or so at right. the end of the game. He chose instead to take a knee, which was 100% the right thing to
no,
do.
No, it was not.
Well, because he wanted to end the game, and they could have ended the game. Right? They ended
it
the
was
game.
A fine thing to do.
Yes, thank
but
you.
But I'm always team score the touchdown.
Yes.
Always team
but
score the touchdown.
But from that far out, man, there's hammies involved. Fair enough. Man, Saquon's a, you
they,
know.
They won the game, so it was fine. But I just, I'm always.
Made all kinds of
and
people
he's
upset.
Saquon, so he's done it a million times. Yeah. I just go yeah. back to, who was it, Clark Phillips?
Yep. Ghost, go.
Everything changed. The whole season derailed.
Ghost, go.
When Clark Phillips decided not to score yeah. a touchdown.
Ghost,
everything
go.
Fell off.
So speaking of making people mad at stuff that don't need to be mad at stuff, I'm not really 100% sure how to take this one, or at least how the people that are mad feel. So have y'all seen the video circulating around, you know, Xavier Lee gets at home now, and he's got no playoffs, no football anymore, so yeah. he's out doing what, you know, folks from the country do in the summer. He's
yeah,
a hunter.
He's catching squirrels.
Yeah. So have you seen the video of
yeah.
him with the skin squirrel?
Yes.
What did he do?
Caught a squirrel.
And he made an IG video. Here's the audio from it.
Oh, okay.
And they think we really be faking when we say we do this. We done bust the squirrel
hold
out the
squirrel
tree
up.
And open them up. Know what I'm talking about? Take the clothes off. That's step one.
Take the clothes
show y'all
off.
Show y'all the rest of what it is.
So take he holds up off. A skin squirrel
mm-hmm.
that he's you know taking the clothes off of. The next part of the video is them actually like with a clean squirrel, which is kind of gross to look at. The amount of people in the comments of this IG feed, because there was like one of the Panthers reporters showed it, and then somebody else showed it from the Panthers, something like that. I have comments all the way ranging from animal abuse
okay.
to bringing up like political scenarios and whatnot, because this man is out killing a squirrel to eat.
Don't think there's any laws against
there is not.
Now,
squirrel
is this
hunting.
Because do let's say people from the north, do they have like the south just closed off and have no idea what happens down in the south? Or does this just seem normal to me because I grew up kind of in that same...
The first thing you said, definitely.
Yes.
Definitely. Growing up where I grew up, just I never heard anybody
to...
hunting a squirrel.
Okay, all right.
Never heard of it. Now, I don't give a damn
yeah.
about it.
I don't care about
like,
no damn squirrels.
You know, like, go drive around for 10 minutes. You're yeah. going to see four squirrels that unfortunately got squished
yeah.
by a car. That happens all the time.
Yeah, man.
That's a tough way to go, I would bet.
Ain't nobody studying no damn squirrels, but I just need to really relax. Just relax.
They're not going to.
Yeah, I mean,
no,
damn.
They're not.
People
no,
are searching for stuff to geez. Be mad about.
Like,
it's a squirrel.
It's a squirrel.
It's a squirrel. It's a tree rat.
Did PETA basically. Make it? Did PETA do anything?
Coming after him.
Do they come after him for squirrels?
I don't know. They
sure.
probably will.
I'm sure
even PETA doesn't care about squirrels.
No, I mean, yeah. no, they don't. They don't.
You know how many squirrels there are?
Too damn many.
Too many. They're invasive.
They're my damn nerves.
They get into your chimneys and your attics.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they chew up electrical wires.
Exactly.
Chew up your house.
They're pests. All they are is rats with fancy tails.
Sure.
That's
and they
all
get
they
the
are.
Benefit of the doubt because they eat acorns.
Exactly. People kind of think they're cute because
yeah.
their tails are fancy
yeah.
and they eat acorns.
No.
It's just a rat.
It is.
It's just a rat that's got a little bit better coordination. Because they can jump in trees pretty impressive.
They can go, but still.
Some of them can glide through trees.
Some of them are flying squirrels.
It's a cool. rodent.
It's a rodent.
It is. They are.
A rodent.
And Xavier just wants to
and I ain't swerving. And that and them damn insurance commercials don't make me swerve.
Oh, the insurance companies actually recommend that you do not swerve.
I ain't swerving. I'm taking old Chip and Dale out.
Swerving is very dangerous.
I know they both were chipmunks.
Alvin, Simon, and Theodore. Which, by the way, I didn't know. There's a whole trilogy of those movies. We just discovered. They're kind of terrible, but they do exist. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.